Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers from irishtalkers.com. Welcome to part two of the Talk Show for Talkers here on irishtalkers.com. And this is the part of the show where we delve into the world of the internet to find you useful and interesting pieces. And today I've chosen a piece by a gentleman called Josh Campbell. He gave this speech at TEDx Memphis, Tennessee. And Josh is a professional storyteller from Memphis. And this is entitled Seven Keys to Good Storytelling. So let's have a listen and we'll come back afterwards with our thoughts.
If you're living your best life, which I know you are, I've seen your Instagrams. If you're living right, storytelling has to be a part of your life. You will have to give a pitch for your boss. You will have to give a presentation to your employees. A friend will ask you to give a toast. You will give a eulogy. So these storytelling opportunities are coming, so you have to prepare for them. You have to practice. And the best way to practice and prepare is to find your voice. Your voice in front of a story, in front of a crowd of people. Your ability to connect with an audience. And the way to do that is by telling your story. The spilled events we run, I host them, and at the end, people always come up to me and they say the same thing. They said, I'd love to do that, but I don't have a story to tell. And I always say to them, well, you know that's not true. Because everyone has a story to tell. That's just something we tell ourselves. That's the excuse that we give to not do it. What we're really saying when we say that is I don't think I have a story that anybody wants to listen to. TED Talks are about revolutionary ideas. Here's the idea. People want to hear your story. Isn't it the worst when someone takes your excuse away from you? I'm a teacher. I do that a lot. So these opportunities are coming. You need to practice. And the connection with the audience is already there. Why are you listening to me right now? Because I'm standing in front of you. You're facing this way. You really have no choice. It's up to me to keep that connection going. And so the seven keys to good storytelling is not how to tell a good story. It's how to avoid telling bad stories. And so I've made some slides with some of my favorite storytellers to help me out. First key, be prepared but not too prepared. Every journey you want to get from A to B, but it's the side roads and the side tracks, the long cuts and the shortcuts that make the journey worthwhile. Have an outline, stick to it, but give yourself some wiggle room so that you can explore that part of the story that's really working. Give yourself an escape route so you can get out of that part of the story that's not. Don't let preparation get in the way of a good story. Right now, my father is saying, only Josh would make lack of preparation a virtue. You don't have to be funny. Because let's admit it, folks, you're not funny. I'm sorry. Everybody always says that to me. I wish I could tell my story, but I'm just not funny. And you have that old trope, always start your presentation with a joke. It will relax your audience. But if that joke bombs, the connection is lost. People want to feel connected more than they want to laugh. Name names. People always say, I want to tell my story, but I don't want this person to be embarrassed. I want to tell my story, but I don't want this person to know that I think about them at all. I want to tell my story, but I would be embarrassed if my mom found out I hooked up with that guy. If you can't use someone's name, they have power over your story. Don't let someone with no name determine your story for you. It's not a therapy session. If you can't make peace with your story, then your audience won't be able to. That doesn't mean that you can't show emotion. It's fine. 75% of our winners at our Spill It Slams are the guys and girls that cry. Pro tip on that one. But It is not the audience's job to give you closure. You don't want your audience to feel sympathy for you. You want them to feel empathy. If they feel sorry for you, they're thinking about you and your well-being, and they're not thinking about your story anymore. Make peace with your story before you get on the stage. Dad's from Memphis, one of our great storytellers. Start at the beginning of your story and end at the end. Sounds simple. But when I sit down and meet with people, usually what happens is they start talking, and about 5 minutes in, they say, well, I guess the story really starts here. Well, if it really starts here, what have you been talking about for the last 5 minutes? I have no idea what your story is about. It was nice to hear about grandma coming from Bavaria back in the 1830s or something like that. But what does it have to do with the cat you just bought? So let's begin at our beginning. End at the end. So many storytellers reach that point B that they wanted to get to. They have a great closing line. The audience has had their cathartic release. And it should be walk off the stage. You should have that George Costanza moment of, hey, I'm out of here. Thanks, guys. But what people do instead of that is they go, well, I guess the moral of the story is. And then for 2 minutes, they moralize to you. You've got to trust that your audience is going to get the lesson that you want them to get. Or they're going to get the lesson that they want to get. Don't rob them of that by telling them the moral of the story. The devil's in the details, and those details are boring. Trust your audience. You and your audience are human beings. You're having a dialogue with them. You're the only one talking, but in their head, they're speaking back to you. You have shared experiences as human beings that don't need to be explained in great detail. If I say to you, my dog's my best friend, you understand what I'm saying. Do I need to spend 2 minutes talking about the way he licks my face or where he meets me at the door every day? Or sometimes when I talk to him, I think he's the only one that really understands me. I don't own a dog. I'm more of a cat person. I don't own a cat either. See, that's me trying to be funny. You know, it doesn't always work. But you understand what I'm saying. I don't need to spend 2 minutes telling you my dog's my best friend. You get it. We're together. Let's move on. You understand me and I understand you. The audience is on your side. Keep them there. The connection is made. Again, you understand your audience. They are your peers. They are the people that live in the city that you do. Don't make a controversial statement unless you have to. Unless it's totally vital to the story. Earlier, I told you guys that I look at your Instagram accounts. And then I said you weren't funny. That wasn't a good idea on my part. 10% of you probably checked out a long time ago just because of that. Don't offend your audience. So those are my 7 keys. But the most important one is this, the secret key. Sometimes details are important. Sometimes morals are necessary. Sometimes you have to offend your audience to make them listen. I can't tell you what your story is, and I can't tell you how to tell it. The only way you can do it is by practice. Go and find a mic. Get in front of an audience. Find your voice. Be the hero of your own story.
Welcome back. Now, I don't know about you, but I was actually making a lot of notes as we went through that presentation.
I was also making notes, except that he spoke about 7 keys and I wrote down 9 bullet points.
I actually wrote down rather more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, God.
While you're counting, let me tell the listener, ask the listeners 16. A question. Can you remember how he started the speech? And what it was that was different and refreshing at the very beginning?
Well, the first note I made was that storytelling is part of life.
That's a really interesting statement that would really make people sit up, Moira. How long did it take you to get that? I must say, I must wake up now here. What I wrote down was you have to learn how to avoid telling a bad story.
Yes.
And that was the one that really woke me up, because they said, he said, you have a really interesting and engaging story to tell. You have to learn to avoid screwing it up.
That was item number 7 on my notes.
Oh, right.
So I was somewhat ahead of you.
Okay, but, so look, the first point he made was, be prepared, but not too prepared.
Yes.
Let me ask you, do you over-prepare your speeches?
Yes.
Right,
and,
okay.
And
you have to change your life.
I do. I bombed on my contest speech because I was over-prepared and overconfident.
Okay, so there you've got that in your action plan. Secondly, you don't have to be funny.
Yeah.
Now, do you try to be funny?
No, I don't try to be funny, but if humour comes out of what I've written, I make the most of it.
Do you?
Yes.
You don't cut it out?
No.
Okay, that's another action point. Get rid of the humour, right? Thirdly, name names. Do you name for example, I remember you telling a story recently about somebody in Victoria Station who told you that the train wasn't running.
Yes.
What was that person's name?
I didn't catch his name. If I had got his name, I would have named him.
You should have invented it. Action point.
I should have done.
Name names. Yeah. His name was Gregory, and his second name was, I don't know, but he was Gregory. Much better. Do you want sympathy from your audience, Moira? Well, that's easy to answer. You do. You did a speech in which you said...
I want empathy.
No, I don't agree. You had such a lousy time travelling to this wedding or something like that in East Anglia. I mean, we were all cringing for you. You poor woman, you got delayed, you got thunderstorms, you got lightning, earthquakes, the whole lot. We had no room for empathy. We just didn't ever want to be you. So that's another action point, right? Do you start your stories at the beginning or at the end?
I start them at the beginning and I end them at the end. And
okay, I think you're very good at that. You don't don't take that off your action plan, right?
However,
do you rob the audience of their morale, their moral?
Well, no, in that speech I did give them a moral.
Yes, I know. Put that on your action plan.
But it was very small.
No, it was too much.
Excuse me.
I'm giving you an evaluation. No. Put that on your action plan. No more moralising, you know. English people moralising in Ireland doesn't work. Right. The devil is in the detail. Details are boring.
Yeah.
How many details did you give in that story?
Quite a few.
Yeah, that's another action point. You've got how many action points you've got so far?
My speech has now gone down for 7 minutes, about 2.5.
Yeah, well, look, these are action points for future speeches, Moira. Future speeches. Anyway, you told me that you had too much to say and you couldn't figure out how you could get rid of stuff. Do you make controversial statements?
I try not to.
Okay, we won't go down that road. That's too controversial. Right. Have you offended your audience recently?
Probably not.
That's the problem. Sometimes you have to offend your audience in order to get your statements across.
Sometimes you have to break all these rules.
As Mr. Campbell says. Yeah, yeah. So you got a 9-point action plan there, Moira.
Yep.
Fantastic piece of video. Audio.
I'll leave a link in on our website to the YouTube videos so you can go and watch it yourself. But that brings us to the end of this little segment. Come back again for Paul talking about Toastmasters and business.
The Talk Show for Talkers is published every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Dublin time. Check on our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.